master guitarist Gary Bailey meets the Antidote for a chat. Gary, it's good to have you here.
Thank you, Dave.
You know what I'd really like to know is, what made you want to jump into making music?
And at age 7, I saw on TV Carlos Santana and Jimi Hendrix playing on a Woodstock program.
Oh, wow.
And my older brother played guitar. He's 5 years older than me. And I would just sneak in his bedroom and try to play his guitars and stuff. And I always left evidence of syrup on his guitar neck because I would eat breakfast before sneaking into his room. But it was pretty great. You know, after a while, he was like, okay, sit down. I'm going to show you some chords, you know. But basically, I was self-taught all those years, and I would just woodshed for hours. And my parents were great about it. They would just let me go in the basement and play and make noise. And I would play along to albums from Santana to Journey to Van Halen, you know, and try to figure out. I was really into arrangement. Mm-hmm. Like, I was listening not only to what the guitar players were doing, but I was listening to the drums, bass, keyboards, whatever was going on within the music, you know.
Well, so you were really getting into it at a young age.
And I was lucky because I had a household rich with a lot of different music being played, from doo-wop to Motown to Philly soul. And then my parents would listen to classic rock, and my brothers were bringing home great albums from Aerosmith to Van Halen, you know. And I was listening to George Benson and all these great, great guitar players.
Oh, that's wild.
But Hendrix and Carlos Santana definitely were major influences, along with Neil Sean of Journey. To this day, I think he's a great guitar player. Incredible. Vernon Reid from Living Color. And then I was lucky enough, a friend left me a Petra tape, and I heard Bob Hartman.
Oh, yeah.
And that really started, I guess as you call it, planting the seed of me listening to Christian music.
I've got to say that you're a bit of an unusual guest on The Antidote, because you record instrumentals.
Yes.
Now, here's something I need to know. Can a song without lyrics actually still tell a story?
I'm going to tell you, I opened up for Eddie James just before COVID in 2020. It was kind of surreal because I opened up for him, I played my instrumentals, and I was doing mainly like covers of worship songs like How Great Is Our God and Give Myself Away. And I did a cover of a current Christian song. You know, people were singing along to the melodies that I was playing, those worship songs. And I remember seeing Eddie James running to the front of the auditorium. And when I finished, he said to me, he thought someone was actually singing when he was back in the dressing room, and it was my guitar playing.
Wow, isn't that cool?
And I was really touched by that, because that was my premise, not only to reach people's hearts with, you know, obviously with the Word of God. That's all our heart's desire as believers, right? Mm-hmm. But I always had this in my heart to want to make my guitar a voice and make it sing and make it soar like a singer, you know. Hopefully I accomplished it, you know.
Sounds like you were actually trying to be Peter Frampton.
Oh, man, you know, he's another one. Peter was incredible. He was an influence too at one time.
He legitimately did have the talking guitar.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I actually put a talk box on one of the songs on the album. So that was my tip of the hat to his influence.
Well, you know something? That business about if a song without lyrics can tell a story or not was kind of a cheap segue into the song Beyond Words. Now, it shows the different music styles you bring into your songs. You don't have a preference for one style over another?
No. No. like I said, my influences range from R&B to jazz to rock to full-on metal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I love music, you know. I love blues. But Beyond Words was like a cross between R&B and pop rock, you know. Mm-hmm. The title itself, I was really trying to put it out there. Hey, Beyond Words, music. Beyond Words, God's grace, you know?
Right.
It can be taken so many ways. So.
The main thing is, though, I've seen your music described as instrumental worship. Is that the focus?
That is the ultimate focus. I put it out there pretty boldly so people know right from jump what this is, you know?
You don't want to try to slide in through the back door?
Nah. I have a lot of things to be grateful for. March would be 20 years sober from alcohol.
Congrats.
There's some testimony that I'll definitely share with my son and how God showed up at his birth, you know,
mm-hmm.
and restored him. I just have so much gratitude to the Lord for so much in my life. You know, the gift that he's given me to just be able to pick up a guitar and play, I'm going to use it for his glory.
Could you not do Christian music and mainstream?
I guess people do both. That's fine if that's something they want to do. For me, what's placed in my heart, I don't feel I can compromise on that.
I can understand that. That's why I keep the antidote as Christian music.
I am so thankful that you found something within my music that was inspiring and encouraging, you know? That's the hardest thing. Like, I think it's an uphill battle to do any kind of instrumental music at this stage in the music industry, you know?
Well, what really convinced me was when you sent me your version of the song, How Great Is Our God, because you really get to show off your guitar talent on that. What was it about that particular song that made you want to give it a different style?
You know, the first time I heard it, I was playing on the worship team at my church, and we played it one Sunday, and I just kept listening to the song and the lyrics. And I literally would sit around at home playing along with Chris Tomlin's version.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling my wife, I'm like, I'm going to record this, you know? And I wasn't planning on, honestly, a lot of this stuff I started recording at home, right? And I went in my friend's studio, the producer, Tony Mascara. I asked a few of my friends to play on it. And I just wanted to keep it for myself. You know, at the time, I was just like, oh, I'm going to record it and have fun with it. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and a majority of the guys playing drums, bass, and keyboards on it, we were on the worship team, right? So after a while, we were literally like, we would pray before the session and we played that song. And I remember shutting my eyes and we were sitting in a room together. The basic tracks you hear, that was live in the studio.
Wow, that's something.
Same thing with I Give Myself Away. So it was worship. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it came across on the recording. I remember we played back after we did it. I think we did two takes of it. And what you hear is like the first take. And I added like harmony guitars underneath after everything was done. But honestly, that song is pure and simple worship. And I was going to just have it recorded. You know, I had all these other ideas sitting in my computer at home. And my wife heard how great is our God in the car when I was driving home from the studio. And she looked at me and she said, you have to let people hear these songs. She's like, just put out the CD or we'll figure it out, you know? Glory to God. That has actually been a staple song for me locally. When I would go play church events, I would get asked to play that song.
And of course, who was really pleased was when you called Chris Tomlin and you said, you know what, Chris, your song is good, but it really needs something more. And he said, Gary, please help me out. I need all the help I can get.
Chris don't need my help, man. Let me tell you something. That song, vocally and lyrically, is so beautiful. Chris Tomlin, he probably got some publishing out from this little nobody from New Jersey, but I hope more people will listen to it, and they can go on my Reverb Nation page and get it for free.
Yeah.
I just want to share my music with people, and if they like it, great.
Well, let's talk about that, because the two Gary Bailey songs that I've played tonight are from almost a decade ago.
Yeah.
But I've heard that you got a new release underway. Can you give us any details?
Yeah, I can. I'm working with a guy. His name is Os Crowley. He's the producer, and we recorded so far probably 15 songs.
Mm.
I would say probably 13 or instrumental. And there's a few covers, and there's a few originals, but it's very, very diverse. If you like Beyond Words, that was Octavius's production.
Mm-hmm.
And a few things I'm going to work with Tony Mascara, too. So the new release is going to be very eclectic, and I'm excited to do it. It's been a labor of love. I've been playing with another group, Dana Isles and Face Down. I've been playing guitar. Man, I've been playing with them for about 8 years. That's kind of why I put the second solo album on hold. I did two releases with them, and we've played like some major Christian festivals. And
cool.
That's been a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah.
They've been actually extremely encouraging on, hey, come on, man, finish your album, you know. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
And when do you think it'll be released?
I'm looking into maybe early summer.
Oh, good. So it's coming along quickly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm very excited about it. Some great musicians that are going to be on there with me, and local musicians. Octavius Crowley, he is an incredible producer, as is Tony Mascara, and they're incredible musicians. Os actually plays keyboards. He's phenomenal. Tony Mascara Jr., plays drums, percussion. I mean, the guy can play just about any instrument. It's just really inspiring to be around two great producers like these guys.
Hey, I know something I haven't asked you about, that upcoming release. Have you got a title for it?
I don't want to give that away. All I can say, it's going to be very, very amplified. I can say that.
Okay, then, Gary, we're going to be looking forward to that unnamed album. And I got to thank you for coming to The Antidote for a talk.
Dave, thank you very much. I mean, I'm just blown away by what you're doing. I want to keep you in prayer with everything and just keep moving forward, brother.